All right, time now for the clean joke of the day on your New Year's Eve. This is the last clean joke of the year.
That's crazy. The last 2013 clean joke. Hard to believe.
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
You know, and we'll store it for a while and we'll lose it on our We'll lose it forever. That's a private joke. I'm sorry.
Enjoy it while you listen to it because you'll never hear it again.
Yeah, it'll disappear.
Exactly.
Eventually.
Eventually.
December the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go with Lauren Stafford.
Thank you.
To lay it on you, the clean joke of the day.
Looking forward till tomorrow, which is the first joke of 2014.
Yeah. Crazy. That's awesome.
All right. A small town is suddenly hit by a massive storm and gets flooded.
Mm-hmm.
The local emergency services are helping people get out safely when they happen upon an old man sitting on his roof away from the water. They pull the boat up to him, but he won't get on. No, don't worry about me. God will save me. I bet my life on it. They can't get him down, so they move on. Later, they come back. The water is now rising to his knees. No, no, he says. God will save me. Just you see. The guy won't budge, so they call for a helicopter. It finally arrives as the old guy is nearly drowning, and the man still says, no, God will save me, I assure you. A few minutes later, the old man arrives at the pearly gates and is greeted by the Lord himself. Why didn't you save me? I've been a very loyal Christian my entire life, and when I needed you, you didn't turn up. Save you, God replies. I sent two boats and a helicopter.
Idiot.
How much more do you need?
What do you want, big guy?
I know. You know, sometimes he works in mysterious ways, and sometimes he just tells you to get in the friggin' boat.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not very mysterious.
And some people are too dumb to get
in
the boat.
Exactly. It's not complicated.
Oh, man. Well, hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome. See you in 2014.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.